Phantom Vibration Syndrome. Listen to a scientist talking about his research into a strange effect from using mobile phones. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the interviewer's questions A to I with the answers 1 to 7. There is one extra question that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answer. Example.
My name is Dr. Bert B, and I am a researcher at the Georgia Institute of Technology, where I study the effects of technology on our behavior.
Answer 1.
Experts are studying this modern-day experience called phantom vibration syndrome, where people think their mobile phone is ringing or vibrating when it's not. It seems that some of us are so worried about missing a call or text that we have become extra aware of the signals that mean one has arrived.
Answer 2.
No, feeling a phone vibrating has become a habit, and it's very easy for the smallest sense of our body or clothes moving to be wrongly interpreted as a phone vibrating. In fact, in our study, around 90% of students said that they had experienced this feeling at least once.
Answer 3.
Not really. Today, mobile phones are causing these hallucinations, but in the 1990s, people reported phantom pager syndrome. Pagers were simple messaging devices used before mobile phones became common. Before being called phantom vibration syndrome, the condition was briefly known as ringxiety.
Answer 4.
Think about wearing a pair of glasses. If you're used to your glasses, they almost become a part of you, and you can forget that you're even wearing them sometimes. The same thing happens with the phone in your pocket. Your phone becomes such a habit for your body that it actually becomes a part of you, and you learn to read the phone's vibration as a call or text coming in. So, because of these kind of habits, it becomes really easy to read other similar feelings as having the same meaning.
Answer 5.
I have published research into phantom vibration syndrome in several scientific magazines. Scientists are very interested in this topic, and so is the general public, although most people say they are not particularly bothered by these phantom messages.
Answer 6.
I wouldn't say so. Our need to check our phones all the time comes from the human habit of being obsessive about things. That's nothing new.
Answer 7.
It's a bit like looking through the window every 2 minutes to see if a visitor has arrived, or a waiting passenger listening to try to hear if a train is coming. That kind of thing.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
My name is Dr. Bert B, and I am a researcher at the Georgia Institute of Technology, where I study the effects of technology on our behavior.
Answer 1.
Experts are studying this modern-day experience called phantom vibration syndrome, where people think their mobile phone is ringing or vibrating when it's not. It seems that some of us are so worried about missing a call or text that we have become extra aware of the signals that mean one has arrived.
Answer 2.
No, feeling a phone vibrating has become a habit. And it's very easy for the smallest sense of our body or clothes moving to be wrongly interpreted as a phone vibrating. In fact, in our study, around 90% of students said that they had experienced this feeling at least once.
Answer 3.
Not really. Today, mobile phones are causing these hallucinations, but in the 1990s, people reported phantom pager syndrome. Pagers were simple messaging devices used before mobile phones became common. Before being called phantom vibration syndrome, the condition was briefly known as ringxiety.
Answer 4.
Think about wearing a pair of glasses. If you're used to your glasses, they almost become a part of you, and you can forget that you're even wearing them sometimes. The same thing happens with the phone in your pocket. Your phone becomes such a habit for your body that it actually becomes a part of you, and you learn to read the phone's vibration as a call or text coming in. So, because of these kind of habits, it becomes really easy to read other similar feelings as having the same meaning.
Answer 5.
I have published research into phantom vibration syndrome in several scientific magazines. Scientists are very interested in this topic, and so is the general public, although most people say they are not particularly bothered by these phantom messages.
Answer 6.
I wouldn't say so. Our need to check our phones all the time comes from the human habit of being obsessive about things. That's nothing new.
Answer 7.
It's a bit like looking through the window every 2 minutes to see if a visitor has arrived, or a waiting passenger listening to try to hear if a train is coming. That kind of thing.